Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts in just a moment.
Lunch, madam.
Why, Charles, a chicken spinach Waldorf salad. My compliments to the chef.
It's from Brahms, madam.
Brahms?
Indeed. Brahms' new chicken spinach Waldorf salad. Delicious, actually. Seasoned grilled chicken, spinach and spring mix, cheddar cheese, strawberries, apples, raisins, roasted pecans, served with a sweet vinaigrette dressing.
Oh, how lovely, Charles. My compliments to Brahms and my condolences to the chef.
The new chicken spinach Waldorf salad, only at Brahms.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is Thursday, February 8th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 20,700 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, and 9,950 weaned calves. For details when a lot may sell, or for a chance to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. Talking today with Randy Block from the Cattle Facts Organization. Maybe first of all, let's go back and kind of celebrate a little bit about 2017. It was a good year.
It was a good year. I think looking back to, if we were looking back a year ago that when we were together, Ron, I think I would just say it like this. We kind of hit on all cylinders. The market was better in all aspects than we anticipated. The market demand was better, both domestically and globally. We had more profitability at every industry segment than we anticipated. So we'll take those kind of misses all the time. It was a very, very solid year, not just for the livestock, for the cattle industry, but for the livestock industry in total.
Right. I think I saw one little graphic on one of the slides that thought, what, the second best year overall as far as returns?
Second best return year in the history of the U.S. cattle industry when we look at seed stock, cow-calf, stocker, backgrounder, finishers, and packing industry. You know, it was the second best year in history, only second to 2014. So that's saying something when you go through the ups and downs and the cycles we've had here over the last 30 and 40 years.
When you drill down a little bit, what one or two factors really you think, you know, made a lot of difference?
Well, I think there were a couple of key things. One, with the industry was incredibly current. We were current. Weights were down significantly, which offset a lot of that increase in numbers that actually went to harvest. That offset about 450,000 head of the fed cattle increase. And probably the single biggest item was demand, which is fantastic. It was undeniably better, U.S. and globally. Consumers in the U.S. and around the world want what our producers are producing.
2018, what have you done for me lately, I guess is the question.
Well, I think you look at 2018 and we just have to step back and look. We've got record protein supplies, the biggest production of pork, poultry, and beef in the history of the U.S. this year. You roll them all together, we're looking at significant increases in protein supplies. So what that tells us is demand has to continue. We like the way things set up relative to the new tax laws that have gone into play. Consumers are going to have more jingle in their pocket. Global economies are growing. Emerging markets are growing. So these are positive things. But we just have to recognize that any hiccups when you have these kind of protein supplies can move the needle significantly against us. So it's not a time for us to be taking a lot of unnecessary significant risk.
I know that you talked and preached quite a bit throughout the entire presentation. You heard this several times, the importance of not having any missteps in the international marketplace.
Well, we really just can't. When you think about these kind of increases in protein supplies, we're going to export 16 billion pounds of protein out of the U.S. this year. Again, it was a record year of protein exports for the U.S., but we'll need to see those numbers increase another 500 million pounds, and not very long we'll need to be up at it. We'll need to be exporting 17.5 billion pounds in order to keep our per capita meat consumption numbers at levels that are, quote, sustainable. And what I mean by that is the U.S. consumer in 2018 will eat 18 more pounds of beef, pork, and poultry than they did back in 2015. So that's been a measurable increase in here. And that's where you really start to see that separation take place. You know, consumers have a lot of choices. So he who does the best job of meeting the needs and demands of those consumers is going to win.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 19th through 21st at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show, which comes in December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, you can call a show manager at 800-873-1411, 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.